Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca, and I am your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net, TheseWarriorsAreTerrible.com, and many great radio stations across this great land of ours. Well, I hope you guys are having yourselves a wonderful time as we are looking forward to the next-gen console launches, which hopefully I should have reviews in as soon as I'm able to break embargo and all that nice stuff. But anyway, let's talk about what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be looking at Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag Limited Edition on the Xbox 360. And the last time around, we looked at the new TMNT beat-em-up game, which was disappointing, to say the very least. But hey, what are you going to do? It's hard to make a good Turtles game, and I'm pretty sure Konami hasn't done it since 1994. So let's kind of move forward here, and let's talk about this awesome game. The first Assassin's Creed, I've gone through a completionist run, more or less doing everything I possibly can to get all the Animus fragments and all the treasure chests, basically everything. If it was collectible, I was friggin' there. So I got this game a few weeks ago on my birthday from my good friends over at Ubisoft, so thanks, guys. And I gotta say, hands off, this is probably one of the nicer collector's edition statues I've ever had in my life. Now, this thing, you get this statue. It's like 18 inches tall, maybe a little bit more, of the pirate captain Edward Kenway, the guy you play in the game. And it is heavy. I'm pretty sure you could knock someone out with this thing if you swung it at the back of their head. But still, rather nice. You also get this really nice art book, which is, it's the typical small one, not the big coffee table size one they had for Assassin's Creed 3. You also get a steel game case, some nice artwork on it. The game soundtrack, which is done by Brian Tyler, who also did the music for Thor 2, The Dark World, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong, correct me in the comments below. And you get the huge Assassin's Creed flag with the Assassin's logo and the skull in the middle. If I've ever considered another video game tattoo, it may very well be this one. So, totally badass. Although, if anybody has a GameStop Xbox 360 code for this, you would be my friend. So, Mike at ThisWeekInGeek.net. However, let's talk about the gameplay / storyline. And I want to get this out of the way first. This is the first Assassin's Creed I've gone from beginning to end with. So I'm jumping very late into the whole Desmond Miles thing. And I know if you've beaten the last game, I'm just going to stop there. So I'm sure some of you haven't beaten it. So you play a employee of Abstergo Entertainment, and you're going through the ancestral memories of Desmond Miles to find out more about Edward Kenway and how he is Connor's grandfather or great-grandfather, one or the other, and you're trying to make a movie out of the experiences you have by him being a pirate. And along the way, you run into people like Hornigold, you run into Blackbeard himself, and you find yourself embroiled against the Templars once again. They're seeking an item called the Observatory, and what the Observatory does is, with a drop of blood, they can see through anybody's eyes that they have the blood with. So obviously they can use this for blackmail. They can say, oh yeah, well I know you did this. And it's sort of an adventure where Edward starts out. He basically kills an assassin who turned turncoat, took his identity, meets up with some people, and he's like, you know what? I could just take this guy's life and pretty much get rich off it, and no one would ever really know. And what follows is, it's a fun story. I've read some other reviews that are very critical of it. I had a lot of fun with it. And some people have called it uninspired. I would call it, it's just the right amount of engagement if you want to have a good time. And that's a great way to describe this game. It is fun. Obviously, being able to do all that parkour stuff, you got lots of weapons at your disposal. You get a blowpipe, which is really cool. You can knock people out or drive them crazy so they kill their friends. You get basically Scorpion's spear called a rope dart at one point, though you don't get that till fairly late in the game, although it is pretty badass. Obviously, you get flintlock pistols. You get a blunderbuss, which is basically the pirate equivalent of a shotgun. You get different swords. And the big addition to this game is naval combat, which is a lot more fun than it probably should be. I actually spent a lot of time with my ship, the Jackdaw, maxed out very early on in the game, kicking the crap out of things. And I guess that's something I should probably mention first. I bought the season's pass for this, and I bought all the related DLC, like the Time Saver pack, the collectible pack, and I'm pretty sure there was something else. Basically, it gives you a head start and access to technology you shouldn't have access to right away, with eliminating the prerequisites, like finding plans for the elite RAM for your ship or the elite mortar, stuff like that. And it's really easy to get overpowered in this game really fast. In fact, there are points where you fight things called legendary ships, which are really high-level naval combat battles, which each have their own twist. One of them, it's really hard to see them. Another guy sits at a distance and picks away at you. Another guy rams you whenever he gets a chance. And another one, it's a pair of them, which are, they have less health, but are still ludicrously tough. I was able to bitch slap them when I had all the things to my ship. Now, I still had to pay for them and gather the materials for them, but I could access them as soon as I had that available to me. Other than that, it's typical Assassin's Creed gameplay. There isn't a whole lot there that I can really expand upon it. There's a crafting system where you can obviously kill animals. They can turn into new pouches for you to carry additional smoke bombs or darts or whatever. Carry additional pistols. There's the Assassin's contracts. That's pretty self-explanatory. There's naval contracts. Basically, like Assassin's contracts except out on the water, which I highly recommend doing those as soon as you can, because once you get the gold flintlock pistols, you're invincible. As far as I'm concerned, you do a ridiculous amount of damage, they're quick, and if you have all four of them, it's pretty awesome. In terms of gameplay, I can't think of anything else that really kind of stuck out to me. I mean, it's about 60-40, 60% land, 40% naval combat, and you never feel bored. I felt this game had a very, very good pace to it. And there's a lot to explore. In fact, if I didn't have the collectibles downloadable pack, I may not have found some of this stuff because I would never have thought to look there. And it's pretty neat. The only thing I could really complain about is there are some areas that aren't accessible during your memory that says area not accessible. Desynchronization will happen. In fact, there is one point about 10 hours in, I thought the game glitched on me because I couldn't get into this one cove to complete a mission. It turns out I was supposed to go around a very specific way. So if you ever find yourself stuck, try multiple approaches. You may get lucky. So let's talk about the graphics for this game. This is probably one of the better looking Xbox 360 games I've played. However, there are times when you get up close, it does look a little sloppy. Although when you're out on the water and you're sailing in the Jackdaw, that's when this thing looks really great. Or when you're on islands and you're sitting on top of the big poles and you're synchronizing, your surroundings, it looks really impressive. Character models look great. There are a lot of clones in the world, but I guess that's just the kind of way it goes. Some of the costumes look really nice that you can get for Edward. I thought the Mayan outfit looks really cool. You unlock that after doing all the Mayan puzzles in the game. I think it basically gives you the ability to deflect bullets. Although I used the Templar outfit. You'll see what I mean when you get into the game. Cutscenes looked really well. There's actually, when you're outside the game, when you're outside the Animus experience, when you're in the real world in Montreal, there's a point where you can look out onto the city. I think that's Montreal, and I don't know if it's landmarky accurate. I'm not from there, I really couldn't comment on it, but it looks nice just to see there's cars going everywhere. It seems like there's life going on in this world. And that's one thing I could definitely say about the Assassin's Creed 4 experience, is it feels alive, especially when you're out on the islands and you see creatures running around, you see crabs on the beach, you might see these things called hootas, which are like banana rats, they look like giant hamsters to me. It all seems very lively, and the underwater sequences look fantastic when you're diving down into shipwrecks. Sound design for this game, let's talk about sound. Wonderful soundtrack. Great soundtrack. Also, wonderful voice performances. I think the guy who does Edward Kenway, I think his name is Matt Ryan. All I know is that I think he starred on a Criminal Minds spinoff or something, which, by the way, I hate Criminal Minds, but that's a different story for a different day. Great performances from him. Also, the guy who does Blackbeard, I really like his over-the-top performance where he tries to be this big, intimidating guy, and he scares the shit out of some dude, right? In the beginning when he's giving a speech to him. There's also another guy, and I kind of wish he was in this a little bit more. He's the guy who you end up rescuing right near the beginning. And he's this bumbling fat dude. I really wish he'd gotten more to say. Because he's like, look at me, Edward. I'm a pirate now. Isn't it cool? I've got an eye patch. And he's so goofy, but I love him. And then your slave guy that you free, Attaway, becomes your first mate on your ship. He'll get more stuff down the road, but I really liked his performance. There wasn't anybody's performances I didn't like. I like also Captain James Kidd, the performance there. I thought that was really fun. The only performances that stood out as kind of bland to me were the ones that happened outside the Animus, with the exception of the tech dude who has you hack things. I think his name is John. Sound amazing in this game, especially when you hear the rushing of the water hitting your hull when you're out in the waves and there's a storm hitting. You really get the power of what nature's throwing at you out there, which I think is quite the compliment to the sound design for this team. And like I said, I cannot talk enough about the soundtrack. There's actually one moment right when you beat the game, you get a wonderful, wonderful little song, and I kind of wish it went on longer. Actually, one of the things I will say this, and this is something I don't often find myself paying attention to so much, is a lot of the incidental music is really good too. Like, even the menu transition music and the main theme to Assassin's Creed 4 is really nice to just listen to on repeat. It really brings to life this pirate world. And I used to think pirates sucked. Not anymore. I actually think this shit is really, really cool. So let's move on to multiplayer / extras. Now, I only played the multiplayer for an hour, hour and a half. I don't like it. It's the same as the other ones. Hide in a crowd, kill people. You can craft different abilities, though. There's a shit ton of stuff to unlock, like different abilities, different weapons. You can buy your way in the sum of it. But it's just not for me. Although, weirdly enough, it's on the second disc to the game, which I thought was kind of weird. But when you're doing the main game, you can unlock cheats and multiplayer characters and emblems and titles as you complete different Abstergo challenges. The multiplayer, I can't see it being propped up for this game too long, although I see the single-player experience being the primary reason people play this game. That being said, interesting way to unlock cheats is by doing these challenges. It might be kill 5 whales, or kill 10 animals with the blowpipe, or disarm X amount of opponents, then kill them using their own weapons. There are things you might do in the game anyway. There's very few that feel very out of place. And by the end of the game, I'd unlocked 90 of them. And you unlock a new multiplayer item every 5. So there's some of these things I should be able to do, given enough time. But yeah, you can also unlock different items. Like, for example, if you kill 3 humpback whales that are white, or 3 white whales, you get the whaler's outfit. Kill 2 ocelots, you can build, thing called the feline hunter. You can unlock different outfits. Some of them give you benefits, some of them don't. The one I liked, I found this via social, which that's something I'm going to talk about in just a second here, was the governor's outfit. I just thought it made Edward look really awesome. There's a really cool fleet combat thing in this game, and it's called Kenway's Fleet. You unlock it around sequence 3, I think, give or take, and you can send your ships out that you capture in the game. When you board them, you can send them to your fleet, and you can send them to go do missions around the world. And now they may encounter trouble along the way, so you can have them fight in these little, they're essentially point and click naval battles. But they keep your certain trade routes safe. You might go to, say, Casablanca to go get some olive oil and some tobacco. In return, you'll get, say, $1,200. But it also takes X amount of time, real-world time. Now, if you've got friends on your friends list that are playing this game at the same time, they can help you out. They can either heal your boats or they can speed you up. And you can also unlock more docks, which you can do that by capturing ships and then salvaging them for gems, which will then unlock bigger docks, and you can use the gems to repair your ships as well. I find that surprisingly addictive, and you can gather some items through there that you cannot get through normal gameplay, such as one of the treasure maps in the game can only be acquired through the fleet, some of the outfits can only be acquired through the fleet, and one of the items for the jackdaw can only be acquired through that. It's really fun, though. I actually had a lot more fun with it than I probably should have. In fact, as of this recording, I was in Canada. I think I was I was number 54 in most prosperous pirates, which is really awesome. I'm really proud of that, although I'm imagining when I go check my Xbox after this, I'll probably be, like, much lower than that. But still, it was a lot of fun. There aren't any really complaints about this game, although I really want them to add more single-player content soon. I did get the Season's Pass for this, so I'm hoping Freedom City with Attaway, I know it's supposed to add 3 hours worth of gameplay. I hope they do more multiplayer stuff I could really care less about. And I'm not saying the multiplayer is bad, it's just not for me. I'm not a multiplayer kind of guy, really. I mean, the most fun multiplayer I've played in years was Splinter Cell and Mass Effect 3. Those are the two ones I had a fantastic time with. But overall, should you get the Collector's Edition for this game? I think it's nicer than the Assassin's Creed 3. Although Connor's statue was rather nice. I just like Edward's. It's more dynamic. And I think you'll like Edward a lot more as a character than some of the previous people. I mean, I'm not saying he's a replacement for Ezio or Altair, no. But Edward's a fun guy. And that's what I like about this game. So I'm giving this game a solid recommend from us here on Review A Day. So guys, yes, I will be checking out next generation console stuff in the next little bit. I'm hoping to get another rat out. Also, this weekend, if you happen to be in Canada, I'm going to be at Canterlot, a brony convention in Toronto. I think it's canterlotconvention.com or .ca. Either way, I'll post a link in the episode below. You can catch me there this weekend talking pony stuff. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again later on this week, right here on reviewaday.ca.